Loft Studios presents, in association with Deep Life Records and Reviving the Groove, Dance Music, Electronica, DJ Culture, from a Christ-inspired perspective.
So welcome to Loft Studios Presents with me, DJ Vicar, with DJ Rue and Clank. And it's a really hot day, at least it's a hot day on this day that I'm recording the show, and I hope that it's the same on the day that you're listening. I hope it's a hot day, whether you're listening via the podcast or the radio stream, a Loft Studios radio stream or Cast of Fire downloads. I hope that you are really enjoying the summer. And as always, on Loft Studios Presents, we like to get straight into the mix. And this is Hyperdust and Spirit. We'll be telling you more about Hyperdust later in the show, but right now, we're in the mix. Thank you.
with everything motivated. Switch the flow, tempo, change later. Hang over half the time, use the mastermind. Hardcore design, feel the techno, flexo, double XO, change the bass note. Bozo, forso, move your torso, keep up also, the tactic morso. Change the station, heavy formation, approximation, the power to play, the power to spray. Return, we're right back, shift into high speed. Moving to high tech, transmission complete. Return, we're right back, shift into light speed. Moving to high tech, transmission complete. Return, we're right back, shift into light speed.
Yeah, that's right. This is Aloft Studios Presents, going out via the podcast, the Aloft Radio stream, and Cast of Fire downloads. However you're listening to this show, hope you're enjoying it. We're in the mix.
Come attack you, you glad you did. You got a roll in your pit. Heavy tone the face, dumb shock the face. Dance moving the floor, the fire's wet for sure. Get open the more, yo. Laser light show, kicking the door.
This track playing is called Moving the Height, featuring Cool Keith. And we're going to be in the mix for the next 10 minutes or so.
Shift into light speed. Moving the high tech. Transmission complete. Turn the right back. Shift into light speed. Moving the high tech. Transmission complete. Turn the right back. Shift into light speed. Moving the high tech. Transmission complete. Turn the right back. Shift into light speed. Moving the high tech. Transmission complete. Turn the right back. Shift into light speed. Light speed. Light speed. Light speed.
This is Aloft Studios Presents, and this track playing right now is Tantakatan, the original mix. And we've got some cool stuff coming up in the show, the usual reviews, tunes, chat, and we'll be telling you what else is coming up in the show in just a few minutes. this is Aloft Studios Presents, and this track playing right now is Morning Sun by Pete LaFreak. It's not brand new, it's a good 6 to 12 months old, but thought I'd drop it anyway. I still get requests to know what this track is whenever I play it, even in the last couple of months, and I just thought it fits so nicely with it being summer, or at least summer in the UK. If not in other parts of the world, it is summer here. And it fits because of the idea of spending the summer sitting down by the dock, or sitting on the beach, or doing like we were doing the other day as a family, sitting down by the river, soaking up them rays. Hope you're enjoying these tunes.
I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Sitting in the morning.
So we've been in the mix for the last 10 minutes or so, and this is the part of the show where we just cut in there a bit and just give you a bit of an update, talk about shout outs, that kind of thing, and basically just tell you what's coming up in the show. So Clank and DJ Roo, how are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're okay, thanks. Good to hear from you again on Skype.
Yeah, good, thanks.
Sounding good as always.
Oh yeah.
I'm still not drinking tea, you'd be glad to know, before any show now. It's part of my routine. Water only.
Cool. It's more than we've got.
So you guys have got some shout outs for us. We've been getting some shout outs, you've been saying, when the show goes out.
Yeah,
people
right.
Feeding back.
Yeah, we've got some shout outs to Josh, who's part of Remaker, Omnos, who's DJ Du Nord, Jason Kramer, who's DJ 66, and DJ Salty Flavour. Just want to say thanks for the support and comments that you've given to us this month. And so thanks for that.
Yeah, and keep them coming.
Yeah, do keep them coming. Keep, you know, it'll keep us going, keep us encouraged. So yeah, we appreciate your feedbacks, your comments, and as always, your music. Send us your music, and
yeah, definitely send some tracks.
Let us know what you're doing. Clank, you've got an update or something you want to mention from the last show?
Yeah, that's right. I've got a bit of an amendment. In the last show, in Clank's tracks, I played a track by a producer who I called Datchley, because that's what I thought it was. But I've actually been corrected, and he's Datchley. Well, he's not Datchley, as you're going to find out, but he sent me an email with his name spelled out phonetically, so I hope I'm pronouncing it right this time, and it's actually Darchley. Adam, if you're listening, I hope I pronounced it right, Darchley.
Well done, mate, good for putting that right.
Yes.
And I want to give a shout out to James Bragg. Clank, DJ Roo, and myself saw
James Bragg, VJ at Greenbelt last year, and he sent me, as you heard at the beginning of the show, his track, his album actually, that he's put together, which features all kinds of music from trance to funky. And it, as I said, he's also a VJ, and the good thing about this CD and pack that he's giving out is it's got the music, but it's also then got the visuals that he's put together on the DVD. Now if you go to hyperdust.co.uk and contact James there, then he will send you a copy of that DVD. And basically all he's doing is he's saying, a bit like many artists are doing now, he'll send it to you and you decide how much you want to pay for it, I think. That's what he's doing. So do get in touch. It's really good material, and it includes everything from trance to funky to house to drum and bass, and I know that Clank is going to be into it in a big way if he hasn't already had a copy. Anything else we need to mention before we get into the rest of the show?
Just some other updates about things we've talked about in previous shows that won't necessarily be in Clank's tracks or Deep Life Showcase or whatever. We've spoken about in a previous show a release on Deep Life called For Aerial, which is Andy and Charlie Heath, and that's to say that's now out on Beatport. You can get that, and it's got some really cool mixes on there by Dima and Gerald D and Triple D. Rue and myself have done a mix, and there's actually two versions of it. There's another version of For Aerial that's just come out with a really cool mix by Major Pax as well. So if you go to Deep Life's page or Beatport, you'll see For Aerial. So check that out. And also, cool. We've spoken about Art of Science in a previous show, and that's on Beatport already. And I think I mentioned it was coming up on iTunes, and that is true. It's actually now out on iTunes, Art of Science, and that's the 31-track version. And so it's got more stuff than is on Beatport, including some extra hip-hop tracks as well. So check that out.
And as you know, a big feature or an important feature of the show is the master mix, and we just really enjoying how things are developing with the master mix, and we're going to have some exciting news for you hopefully in a future one as we start to develop that a bit more. But we've now had I think we've had two guest master mixes. I've done a couple, Clank and Rue have done one, and we've got another guest this month, is that right, DJ Rue?
Yeah.
You're going to tell us about our guest master mixer?
Yeah, it's somebody called Carl Ford. He's an absolutely top bloke who he's from Florida in the US, and he's actually been DJing for quite a few years now, and you can find out more about him through his MySpace page, which is myspace.com/frequency2DJ Carl Ford. Now we will put that on the Aloft Studios Presents page, because obviously it's quite hard to remember, but he's absolutely cracking DJ, so
he's very cool. Yeah,
forward to that mix.
He makes really cool tracks as well.
Yeah,
so that's coming up later in the show,
in the master mix. Yep.
The master mix is coming up later in the show, and also later in the show we're going to be reviewing and looking at how you might be able to scratch using your iPhone or iPod Touch. We talked about this a couple of months ago, and we're actually going to be doing it live on the show for you. Let's get on with the rest of the show.
Tracks.
So this is Clank's Tracks number 7, and let's just get straight into it. We'll be right back. also in honour of the latest series of Doctor Who, which is sadly just finished, I thought I'd play this, which is the Doctor Who theme tune. And this is the version by Orbital. And I'm saying Doctor Who, but actually on the cover artwork, it actually has Doctor question mark. So obviously the original Doctor Who from the TV series was by a composer called Rob Grainer, and produced by Delia Derbyshire at the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, a very famous piece of music. And but I just love this version of it. And really, I just wanted to play a track by Orbital, who I'm a big fan of, even though they disbanded in 2001. So Orbital produced tracks from between 1989 and 2001. Originally from Sevenoaks in Kent, which is not so far away from where I came from. Produced a range of music from all kinds of dance and electronic and techno, and influenced by early electro and even punk. And Orbital was a couple of brothers, Phil and Paul Hartnell. And their first major hit was Chime. And in fact, recently I know there's a brand new remix of that out, but I'm not quite sure who that's by. So, and so this track's off of their album, The Altogether. Although a lot of people recommend the Brown album, the albums that I really recommend are Insides and Middle of Nowhere. Both the brothers still work in music and producing soundtracks and stuff like that. So this is Doctor Who Orbital's version. Next up, we have Jun Nishimura with his track A Underground. So this is A Underground by Jun Nishimura, otherwise known as Jade Garden. And Jun is an electronica and sort of down-tempo ambient chill-out composer from Japan, from Kyoto in Japan. And he recently got in touch with me regarding his tracks that are available on iTunes, and this is one of them. And there's actually an opportunity of remixing this track, so any producers out there, if you go to Jun's site, you can see the details and an Ableton Live pack for all the samples for this track. So this is an interesting track, sort of chilled out ambience, but with nice little click and cuts beats. And Jun Nishimura, as I say, also sometimes known as Jade Garden, he's a composer and producer, originally into live music, rock and jazz and stuff like that. But since 1999, he's been producing electronica. So like I say, yeah, very click and cuts, very ambient. He also produces work for media and computer games. So like I say, check him out, go to his website, find the links for his iTunes tracks, and check out the opportunity of remixing this track. So that's Jun Nishimura with A Underground. We'll be right back.
And the track about to come in is Waiting For You by Village Thrift. So this is Waiting For You by Village Thrift. Village Thrift is the kind of electronica side of various projects that you can find at a website called Enter the Worship Circle. So Village Thrift is made up of Ben and Robin Paisley and also Todd Berger. And they write some really great songs. And I particularly like this style. It's kind of folk and electronica, or folktronica, quite chilled out again. And has really great lyrical content, really good songs. And a little bit like with the last track, there's an opportunity, or lots of opportunities, for remixing. That's partly how I heard about them. They've got a pack of 8 or 9 tracks that you can download from their website, and they're looking out for remixers to add their spin to these tracks. Yeah, so just a really nice mixture of acoustic and electronic, with some really cool male and female vocals and interesting beat structures. And the track now coming in, also by Village Thrift, is called When the Light. So the last two tracks are by Village Thrift. So that's it for Clank's Tracks for this time, and you can find all the details of the artists I've been talking about from the Aloft Studios Presents page. Go to aloftstudios.co.uk and check that out, and you can find all the links to different people I've been talking about. So go and check them out. And so I hope that's opened your ears to some new forms of music, and until the next Clank's Tracks, see ya.
Clank's Tracks.
DJ Roos Classics. So this is DJ Roos Classics for Aloft Studios Presents show number 7. And so we've got a couple more tracks for you this month. And let's get straight to it. We'll be right back. Okay, so that's the first track. Do you know who this track's by and what the track's called?
I think I do, yeah.
Yeah, I thought Clank might know.
Any idea, Lee? Or Mr. DJ Vicar, I should say?
No.
Have you heard?
Can I have a guess? I know the track. I've heard the track, but...
Yeah.
The person. Tiesto?
You're along the right lines. When Rufus started to play it, I was thinking, what is this? But as soon as the main part came in, I immediately knew. Can I say then?
Yeah.
It's Out of the Blue by System F.
That's right. Do you know what year it was?
What year? Oh, I don't know. 2002?
It's 1999.
Oh, getting older than I thought.
And actually, do you know who System F also is?
Yes.
Who is he?
It's Ferry Corsten under another name.
Yeah.
F as in Ferry, I presume.
Yeah, it's Ferry Corsten, who I'm sure everybody's heard of.
Yep.
He was born on the 4th of December, 1973, in Rotterdam.
Good year.
And two of his other tracks that he's done also was Punk, which was in 2002, and Rock Your Body Rock in 2003. Cool. And actually, this track that's playing got to number 29 in the UK charts.
Cool.
You're
loving
it. Okay.
Let's get on to the next track. The second track. Lee, do you know what this is?
I hope so.
Not that the name's in the title, the title's in the track or anything.
Well, no.
Well, I might not get the name of the track though. Obviously, the artist is in the S Express theme.
Well,
is that the name of the track?
Well, it's funny because it's kind of.
Or is it S Express?
It's theme from S Express.
Yeah.
From S Express.
Yeah. S Express and the theme from S Express.
So you knew right. Do you know what year it was?
Way back.
1988?
Spot on.
Oh.
It was 1988. Got to number one.
I was just
going
to say 88.
Was you?
No.
Sorry,
I'll
be...
Yeah, it was 1988 and it got to number one in the UK charts. Yeah. And I used to dance around to this actually in my youth group. Cool. Which, anyway.
All the kids on the Ghetto Blasters were playing this.
Used to what in your youth group?
I used to dance around to this in my youth group. You know what girlies are like, they get around and dance around together,
don't they? The woman who sang the vocals, she went to our church in London.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And, she rubbed shoulders with the greats.
I mean, I never met her because it was after I was there, so I can't remember. But she asked me to design, update her website.
Wow. So you worked with stars.
I did a little bit. She couldn't afford what I quoted her in the end.
So she didn't sell many records then?
Aww.
Well, no, what was she doing? I can't remember she's doing something else. She's still working as a vocalist. She's doing lots of different creative things.
Yeah.
And she's doing live gigs and... Oh, she's a DJ as well, that's it. She DJs as well.
Well, cool.
But I'll tell you what, remind me for the next show, and I'll try and find her website, and I'll give a link, and we can look her up and give a better update.
Okay.
On what she's up to. And I can't even remember her name off the top of my head.
Is that the singer who sang on this S Express track?
Yeah. You remember the video? Her face came up on the video.
Right. I'll tell you one thing, Lee. This track, the bass line, it always, to me, it's pretty similar to the bass line in Black Box's Ride on Time. I don't know if you've ever thought of that. It's very similar, isn't it? But really cool bass line.
Is there any connection in the production?
I don't think there is, as far as I know. They either just liked it, copied it, or it's a coincidence.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think there is, no.
Just probably from it's
similar time though, as well, yeah.
Yeah. It's probably like, you know, there's a lot of, you know, sounds that will be similar now, won't they?
Yeah.
Back 10 or 20 years' time.
Cool.
So we'll find out more about her in the next show, hopefully, if you remind me.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. S Express, also known as Victim of the Ghetto.
Oh.
Yeah, this is one of the earliest commercial successes in the acid house genre.
Yep.
And the main person in S Express was remixer Mark Moore.
Yeah.
And this is from their... Well, this theme for S Express was from their debut album, which was called Original Soundtrack, which featured a lineup of Mark M, Michelle, Mark D, Jocasta and Pascal. And they've had quite a few well-known people play on some of their tracks. Billy Ray Martin and DJ Sonique and a few others as well.
Cool.
And actually, when I was doing my research, I found their MySpace page.
Yeah.
So if you want to check it out, it's myspace.com/S Express Music,
cool.
Which has still got this track on there. So
cool.
If you want to check
one.
That out.
That's my favourite one.
So that's all for... this month's DJ Roo's Classics, and see you next time.
Cheers.
Life Showcase.
So hi and welcome to the 7th Deep Life Showcase. And first up we've got Mutt and Visionary with their track Lady Love. This is the track Lady Love by Mutt and Visionary, and that's released through Future Retro, who are distributed by Deep Life. So yeah, really nice track, very smooth, great kind of live feel, superb synth bass, and you can get this track from August the 21st onwards. Next up is the track Can't Fix It by Tressis. So this is Tressis with his track Can't Fix It, and this is the Timo Rosendahl remix. This release also comes out on the 21st of August, and it's a really nice progressive kind of tech release. Various mixes on there, including mixes by Quill Roder and Major Pax. And as I say, this is the Timo Rosendahl mix. So check it out, Tressis with his release Can't Fix It. So the track you're now listening to is Red Eyes and Swede with their track Poetry in Motion Part 1. And that's released by Spearhead Records, distributed to Beatport by Deep Life. Nice, cool, funky drum and bass with a kind of R&B vibe to it. This has got guest vocals by D-Zim, and this is out on August the 28th. And next up is Out of Control by Roger Dulac and Gerald Dubois. I am out of control. So this is Roger Dulac and Gerald Dubois with their track Out of Control. This is the original mix. I'm really into this track at the moment. It's just come out on Beatport, and very, very cool release, as you can hear. Nice kind of funky, kind of crazy track, and just love the bleeps and stuff in it. It reminds me of Sweep from the Sooty Show, for any of the UK listeners who'll know what I'm talking about. And yeah, great stuff. There's three versions of this on Beatport. There's the original mix, which this is. There's an edited version, and there's also another remix by Roger Dulac. So yeah, check it out. You can get this on Beatport right now, Out of Control. that's been the Deep Life Showcase from Lost Studios Presents number 7. See you next time.
Is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Next.
This is the Master Mix from Aloft Studios Presents, show number 7, with our special guest, Carl Ford. You're in the Master Mix with Carl Ford.
something, everything, something, everything, something, everything, something.
In the Master Mix from Aloft Studios presents show number 7 with DJ and producer Carl Ford.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Mix.
More beats, Vicar.
This is the More Beats, Vicar part of the show, and this is where I quiz DJ Vicar on various topics, and this month we thought we might talk about some equipment, as we have actually been contacted by somebody who's actually said that they really enjoyed it when we discussed you know, various DJing and music equipment that's about. And so I know in a previous show, DJ Vicar, we had talked about the possibility of being able to scratch mix on an iPhone.
Yeah, on the iPhone, because, I mean, as people will know, you know, everything's going digital. We've talked about digital, you know, we've talked about, I think we mentioned DJ Tech Tools, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Ruth, you use a MIDI controller, I use a MIDI controller. And, yeah, just as, you know, even in the space of a year, technology is just moving on. I mean, you've heard of Pacemaker, haven't you? The handheld DJ iPod, if you like. Well, I've been thinking when the iPhone came out, that because of the touchpad technology, I was thinking that somewhere along the line it's going to be possible to DJ on an iPhone, so a bit like the pacemaker, the handheld.
Yeah.
And as you know, Apple have been releasing the application, so anybody can make applications. Well, that got released couple of weeks ago, and this is the software. I've now got the software on my iPod Touch, and I'd like to demo it.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
probably a world first. It's called. It's not perfect. The software, you can't DJ with it, but it's really showing where the technology could go in terms of the way that the software works. Is you play a track in iTunes and then you can scratch over the top. If you want to download it, we'll give you the link after we've had this little demo here. But shall I go ahead and play
it? Yeah, give us a demo. Yeah.
Okay. This you'll recognise this track, and I'm just going to scratch over the top.
Okay.
Okay, so I think you get the idea.
Okay, so tell us, you know, take us through how you kind of go about using that.
Well, as you can hear, you go to iTunes and you pick your track. So I picked Pete the Freak's track, The Floor, and then from there you go to an app, You go back to your applications, a bit like a dock on your Apple Mac, or a bit like your applications on a Apple PC Vista, and you just pick another application, and that other application takes the source of iTunes, and you just you choose a sound. Now, the sound that I chose was called Siren, and then you've got a virtual vinyl, if you like, on your display, and you just scratch it with your finger or your thumb. It has also got a crossfader, and it has also got a play button. So you probably heard that I was bringing in the siren sound, trying to bring it in on the beat. Probably not greatly, but I think with a bit more practice, you know, you can bring it in on the beat. There's also a crossfader, so you can take the sound in and out and just get it more in time. And basically the way that this software is working is they're going to keep releasing more and more sounds for you to use to scratch with. But I think the technology is going to evolve so much to the point, and I'm expecting this to happen, if not in the coming weeks, maybe in the coming months. There's going to be some kind of two-deck setup on your iPod Touch where you can bring in one tune on your from iTunes, and then bring in another on the second deck, all from holding your iPod Touch. And people are probably familiar with, you know, it's been around for a long time. Numark brought out this controller where you plug your iPod into it and you can mix between your tracks off your iPod. But this, in a sense, is meaning that you wouldn't need that third-party piece of kit. And maybe you're not going to DJ a whole set, but I think, you know, you could go to a party or go somewhere and you know, DJ with something that you basically just bought in your pocket. So it's even more moving away from having to lug around loads of records and expensive equipment.
So do you think there is a future in this, or because obviously some people would say, oh, it's just a toy, but do you think it's just like the beginning of this, then, that it's, more and more people can use it?
I think it is a toy. I think in this way, this software that we just showed you at the moment is in kind of a toy stage. But I think there's going to be ways that musicians are going to use this technology, and are probably already using it, probably linked up to things like Ableton. It's particularly the touch technology that's the clever bit. And you know, you've got the new mouse pads now on some of the new MacBook Pros. People are using those to creatively make music, and I think that's where it's going to go. It's just using all these different clever devices to make new and innovative music, which is what we were always saying we're interested in on this show, and I know I'm interested in it as a DJ, just to make things more creative and more fun and
that sounds really good. Obviously, in a future show we can talk more about this, and obviously there might be more products and things around then, and we can compare them, but for now that sounds really cool, and so thanks for sharing that with us, DJ Vicar.
No worries.
Loft Studios presents.
So that's just about it from Loft Studios Presents, number 7, the August edition. We just want to, as always, give you some links, give you some news, some updates, just before we finish. Just a reminder, you can always get an update on tracks that I'm playing at djvicar.co.uk. I feature some of the tracks in the beginning part of the show. And Clank, you've also got some web addresses for us that are relevant to the show.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, obviously we play the Deep Life Showcase and tracks from Deep Life Records, and you can find out about them at www.deepliferecords.com, and also at beatport.com/labels/deepliferecords. And then obviously the Aloft Studios website at aloftstudios.co.uk, and you can see the Studios Presents page, which has got some of the links to stuff we've been talking about in the show. And also, I've just updated yet another new Aloft Studios website, which has got some new pages on there. And for any of the producers listening, there's now some sample packs that can be downloaded. And also some of my new artwork and stuff's on there as well, so check that out.
Nice one. And as always, we talked about on the last show that we did an Ibiza in Birmingham, and that went really well. We bought the kind of vibe, the theme of Ibiza to Birmingham, and we just had a really good party. But check us out on MySpace for that Groove Collective that we do. That's MySpace/Revive Groove. But for this month, that's just about it. Until next time, see ya.
Studios presents in association with Deep Life Records and Reviving the Groove. Dance music, electronica, DJ culture, from a Christ-inspired perspective.